moment we all dread. But there's no getting out of it. Time to get that cold blood pumping. You feeling sluggish? Trying to lose that quarantine 15? Well, your old pal Boogie has the workout for you. What we have in store today is a little different. Y'all love interactive media, right? So get up off your couch and follow along. Go on or wait. This isn't a joke. I said stand up! Oh, there we go. So all you need, a little space to move and a fiendish imagination. Just remember to prick up those ears and stretch out those quads. And as always, please feel free to be very afraid. Q-Code presents Bad Vibes, starring Justin McElroy, created by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. This week's tale, Hit Cardio.
Family, thanks for joining me. We've got a killer workout for you today. Oh my goodness, 20 minutes HIIT cardio, my favorite. HIIT stands for High Intensity Interval Training. I hope you're ready to bring it. I'm going to give you a few seconds to set up on the floor, find a space in your living room, maybe your backyard, your garage, somewhere you can have plenty of room for some moving and grooving. Are you ready? Make sure your cat is out of the way, your dog, your family, because it is time to rock that body. Woo! For today's workout, we'll be using our bodies for resistance, so no weights are needed. We'll start with a warm-up, followed by several isolated movements, and end with a high-intensity finisher. Are you ready? No more dilly-dallying. We start with jumping jacks in 3, 2, 1. Let's go! Make sure your arms are fully extended over your head and keep it nice and light on your toes. Very good. I love me some jacks. As we warm up, I want you to forget about all the things you have to do today. Stay present, because you are here to work. This is your time. Push yourself. 10 seconds. Okay, for the next move, we're gonna be marching in place. Left arm goes up with the right leg, right arm comes up with the left leg. Get those knees up. I want them parallel to the floor. And breathe. As we march, let's close our eyes. Now I want you to focus on something that you don't like about yourself. Maybe it's your nose. Maybe it's your body. Maybe you're a little lazy or not very bright. Now I want you to think about someone who makes you feel bad about your flaws. Maybe it's your boss, the man who controls every waking hour of your life. What is it like to see this person every day? To be humiliated by him? How do you bear it? Use this energy to keep your knees up. 5 more seconds. Okay, feet come together and let's sink down into chair pose. We're firing up those glutes. Keep your chest up. Bend your knees as your butt sinks into an imaginary chair. Are you feeling that burn? Because I know I am. Hold that position. Are your knees starting to shake? That's okay. Just remember to breathe. Let's use a visualization. Imagine we're taking a nice drive through town. Extend your arms in front of you, palms facing each other. Now pretend like you're driving your car. Where are we going? To the beach? Maybe to the grocery store, or maybe we're driving to your boss's house. You know, that $3 million mansion on Birch Hill Road. Why does he get to live like a prince when you're trapped living in a small apartment? How is that fair? Why didn't any of your dreams come true? Okay, let's shake out those legs. 15 seconds of recovery. Your glutes and your thighs should feel nice and spicy. Remember to breathe. Don't get too comfy. Stay in the zone. Our next move is a ninja sprint. Slight bend in the back, 45-degree angle. You're going to run in place, landing on your toes so you're silent and stealthy like a ninja. We go in 3, 2, 1. As you sprint, I want fast, small steps, but stay light on the toes. Imagine you're in a private neighborhood, somewhere you're not allowed to be. You need to move silently. You don't want to get caught. Now I'm going to throw in some squats for fun. You know you love it. Remember, ninjas have to hide in the shadows. So when I say squat, you get down as low as you can. And when I say sprint, you go back to ninja sprints. Ready? And squat. Sprint, 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 sprint. Squat. Sprint, 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 sprint. Squat. I want those hips sinking below your knees.
Excuse me? You live around here? It's a private neighborhood.
Uh-oh, you've been caught. Let's get that heart rate up and move into a full sprint.
Hey, come back.
High knees. Use your arms to drive yourself forward. Keep pushing.
Come back here.
Keep up that intensity. Feel the music. Let it push you. Remember, we are here to work. Imagine you're being chased down the street and you don't want to get caught. Push, 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 and great. Great job, fam. We lost him. 20 seconds of recovery. Shake it out. Wiggle those legs. As you shake out your legs, I want you to close your eyes. What are you grateful for? I'm thankful for this energy, for this time we have together and to be alive. Because people die every day for all sorts of reasons. And maybe sometimes they deserve it. Who am I to judge? Okay, next move. Vertical wall climbers. Left knee comes up with the right arm, right knee comes up with the left arm. Imagine you're climbing a wall. Let's begin. Nice! Scale that wall. We're moving very quickly because we don't want to be seen. You should feel this in your hamstrings and your quad.
Stop!
Don't let that little voice in the back of your head try and stop you.
Please!
Ignore it. Fight that fatigue. Now let's end the move with one jump squat. And we land on the other side of the wall. Ready? Jump! Excellent! For our next movement, I hope you have a little space on the floor. Join me on your hands and knees for a leopard crawl. We're going to move opposite limbs together. As we crawl, our knees stay a couple inches off the ground. Let's go. Right now, we're really engaging our core. Slow and controlled crawling here. Never sacrifice form for speed. Keep low. Imagine we're trespassing on someone's private property, so we have to stay down. You should really be feeling this love right now in your obliques. I know I am. Wow. Uh-oh. Guard dog. And he does not sound friendly. Get ready. He's about to attack. We're going to throw some mixed martial arts to make this a dynamic experience. Kick, kick, punch. Don't hyperextend your joints. Kick, kick, aim for the nose. Very nice. Kick. Now crush his hind leg. Awesome. Special shout out to Belladon instructor D'Angelo Dyson. He teaches MMA techniques and you've got to try his 20-minute hip-hop boxing workout. That class is fire. Now it's time to put this pooch out of its misery. High jump onto its windpipe in 3, 2, 1, jump! Whew. I never said this workout was easy, but we are built for doing tough things. Get out of your comfort zone. For our next movement, we're going to drop back into a squat. Now thrust your left elbow out like you're breaking a window. Great job. Now lift your legs high like you're climbing through the window.
You have to stop.
There's that pesky voice again, trying to make you doubt yourself. But you are strong. You are powerful. You are...
Please listen to me very carefully. The sensory chip in your brainstem has been hacked. You're not at home working out. You really did just kill a dog. And you're actually breaking into your boss's house right now. What do we have to do?
You can't quit now. We're over halfway there. This is when we ramp things up. Get on your tiptoes and walk in place. Imagine you're sneaking through a house and entering the kitchen.
Oh my God, take anything you want. Just don't hurt my family, please.
It's the boss's despicable wife.
Wait, I know you. You work for my husband. What the fuck are you doing in my house?
Remember when she screamed at the janitor at the office Christmas party? Use that for inspiration. Now, pick up the knife on the kitchen counter.
What are you doing?
We can't stop now. Not when we've come so far. Raise the knife over your head and stab! 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 Keep going and bring it down your arm. Put your whole body into it. Remember to twist at the hips and pivot on your back foot. Woo! You are fierce. Let's take a 20-second recovery. You've earned it. Perfect time to grab a sip of water. We're entering our final stretch now. Hope you still have some gas in the tank.
Oh, Christ, what have you done? Okay, it's not too late. We can stop this before someone else is killed. You just need to remove the sensory chip from the back of your head. You have to rip out the chip. It's right under the skin in the back of your neck. It's your head, top of your spine, right where the neck joins your head. Are you ready? Now dig in with your nails and rip it out. Rip it out! You have to dig deeper, come on! We're running out of time, break the skin! Dig! Dig!
Sorry about that, folks. Just a minor glitch. But don't worry, that little voice is gone. No more doubt. No more resistance. We are going to finish up strong because you are powerful. In the face of challenges, you grow. You persist. Let's get it.
Mom, is everything okay?
It's the boss's daughter.
Ah! Oh my God! Ah!
Quick, chase after her. Ah! Sprint, sprint. Don't let her get away. As you chase her up the stairs, let's add some plyo here. Explode off each step. Left foot, left, right. Keep it up. Now use your shoulder to bash in her door.
Ah! Get away from me! Ah!
Great, you have her cornered. Now step forward, extend your arms, wrap your hands around her throat and squeeze. Ah! You should feel the tension in your fingers and wrists. Really clench with your forearms. Look at her face turn purple. Keep going, you got this. It's always a tragedy when someone dies young, but sometimes their death can serve as a symbol. A warning to people like your boss who abuse their power. Keep squeezing. You're almost there.
Becca! Get away from her!
Uh-oh. It's the man of the hour. Spin his daughter around and use her as a human shield.
It's okay, sweetie. Let her go. The cops are on their way. And this goes without saying, you are fired!
Okay. Final stretch. Push the girl and try to lunge for a shotgun. Whoops! Your left leg has been blown off. We're gonna have to modify. Charge forward, hopping on your right leg. This really helps build balance and core stability.
Get out of here! Run!
Now jab. Jab. Punch his throat. Don't let him shoot you again. Left hook. Uppercut. Keep punching. We want speed over power. Claw at his face. Now gouge out those eyes that took you for granted for so many years. Ooh, you've been shot in the kidney. You only have a few minutes to live, so let's make it count. Jump on him. Keep punching. Fight through the pain. Give it everything you've got. You pinned him to the floor. Amazing work. Now, bite down on his neck and rip out his throat. Yes, queen! He is dog meat. You really earned your crown today. When you put your mind to something, there is nothing that you can't accomplish. Uh-oh. Sounds like the 5-0 have arrived. It's time for our finisher. Now hop over to the window. Take a deep breath. Hold it. And jump!
Holy shit!
Dispatch. We have an 822 in progress. Someone just threw themselves out of a window.
Amazing work today. I am so happy that you have joined me for this experience. As you lie on the concrete, just relax in a nice savasana as you slowly bleed to death.
Hands in the air!
Don't shoot! I live here! We were attacked! My mom and dad are inside! Oh, God!
Hey, look. Suspect is twitching.
Check the back of the neck. Feel for a sensory chip.
Yeah, we got one.
Jesus. Looks like another hack job. Dispatch, we have a 456. We need a cyber unit deployed to the house.
That's a 10-4-386. The cyber unit is on its way.
Thank you again for your effort that you've put in. If your arm isn't broken, give yourself a pat on the back. With your help, this movement is inspiring change around the world. We're sending lots of love from the Belladon family. Together, we go far. Please die with peace, love, power, and respect. Goodbye!
What a workout. You fought long, you probably burned around 80,000 calories. Oh, there are so many diets and regimens to help lose weight. Nothing works better than decomposition. Oh, time to hit the showers, my sweaty swine. Until we meet again.
Bad Vibe stars Justin McElroy and is created and directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Hit Cardio was written by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block, stars Cara Santana as the instructor. Additional performances by Sam Littlefield, Travis Tope, Jackie Geary, Tara Brennan, Alexander Bedria, Garen Grigsby, David Atrakji, Eddie Keller. Executive produced by Rob Herding, David Henning, Noah Gersh, Jamie Sheffman, Nick Panama, and Justin McElroy. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Produced by Tess Ryan. Production manager, Jack Friedman. Salt head of post-production, Liz LeMay. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Q Code head of music, Darren Johnson. Salt head of engineering, Jordan Galvin. Assistant engineering by Neely Oftring. Q Code head of engineering, Ryan Walsh. Edited by Noah Kowalski. Assistant editing by Beatrice Neronia. Sound design by Sam Plattner. Mixed by Jordan Galvin. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Liz T. Miles. Script supervisor, Liam Hooper. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner and Bree Doering. Additional script supervisor, Nicole Jolly. Production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Bad Vibes is a Q Code production.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.